Welcome, everyone. Today, we are diving into a fascinating work of art created by the talented Clarice Tooking, who has inherited not just the brush from her grandmother, Kay Baker, but also a deep lineage of storytelling and cultural heritage. The painting we are exploring is titled Minima Malilu Chukurpa, which translates to the story of a woman named Malilu. How many of you have ever wondered how art can tell a story? Well, this piece magnificently answers that question. Malilu, an elderly spiritual woman, embarked on a significant journey, pursuing her daughter, who had found herself with someone considered unsuitable due to his skin group. As she traveled across the vast lands of South Australia, she paused near what is now the small community of Kanpi. There, she dug herself a wiltja, essentially a shelter resembling a cave, embedding her piti, or kolamorn, directly into the land, creating numerous winding tunnels. Can you picture this? Traveling, searching, and finding meaning in the natural landscape. It's truly powerful. Now, to analyze this artwork effectively, it's essential to grasp a few key principles of Australian Aboriginal art. Firstly, it's worth noting that Aboriginal art is incredibly diverse and regional. Each area showcases distinct forms and content derived from its unique cultural narratives. Following this, we find that these artworks communicate essential stories and knowledge passed down through generations, connecting to deeper cultural and spiritual beliefs. Moreover, the stories illustrated in Aboriginal art are often tied closely to family lineages. These connections establish a sense of custodianship over particular cultural memories, allowing groups to engage with their history in meaningful ways. The communal aspect of creating art also emphasizes social values. Artists frequently collaborate, reinforcing unity within their communities. Have you ever experienced that feeling of connection when working with others on a project? That's essentially what happens in this artistic tradition. Another fascinating aspect is the authority and recognition required to depict certain stories. Aboriginal artists must possess the right knowledge and association to share these narratives, ensuring that the cultural context is respectfully maintained. As you delve into this artwork, you'll find that deeper interpretations often reside with the elders, who grasp the intricacies far beyond what is visible to the outsider. Many stories relate to traditional practices regarding bush survival, emphasizing skills passed down for generations. These are not just art pieces, they carry survival knowledge vital for maintaining harmony with the land and resources. Now, let's turn our gaze toward Minima Malilu Chukurpa itself. Visually, it presents a breathtaking tapestry of colors. You might notice various shades of blue dominating the scene, interspersed with greens and black, evoking a blend of earth, water, and possibly the sky. The circles scattered throughout can be interpreted as nodes of connection, reflecting either individual journeys or communal ties. The intricate dot painting technique draws the eye, encouraging a closer look and inviting you to discover patterns and depths. As you observe these dots, consider their historical significance. Aboriginal peoples have employed dots in art for millennia, creating not just visual beauty, but also symbolic depth. Originally, dots may have been used to create shimmering effects on artifacts or body designs, suggesting an energy field or powerful aura around the subject. You might find that this technique adds a layer of vibrancy, almost making the piece pulsate with life and meaning. When you step back and absorb the artwork, you may experience a range of feelings. Some viewers might feel a sense of reverence or connection to the earth, while others may be drawn into contemplation about the narratives weaving through the colors. Each dot, each line, seems to tell a part of a larger story, perhaps evoking thoughts about family, journeys, or the landscapes we traverse in our own lives. As you reflect on your experience with this painting, consider how it connects not only to personal streams of thought, but also to broader themes in art and culture. This piece invites dialogue about identity, heritage, and the power of storytelling in a visually stunning format. Remember that art, like Minima Malilu Chukurpa, is not just for viewing, it's a catalyst for connection and reflection that pushes us to think about our place in the world and the stories that shape us. So, as we conclude this exploration, I encourage you to ponder how art affects you. How does this story resonate with your own? What does it evoke within you? Thank you for joining me today, as we've journeyed through the rich narratives embedded in this remarkable painting.